Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show, come out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Dix.
Had a baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. Canadian sensation, bearded wonder.
Good day, Tone.
Why? Raldzi and Mitt are in the back. Why? Boys, how are we?
Doing really good, Tony.
How are we?
Baby Mitt, good cover with the Lakers last night, Mitt.
How's your picking even amount of games? How'd that go?
I went 2-2 last night.
Even Steven.
Met Steven.
I might just start calling him Steve.
I was even in action because fucking Rocco Lombardi.
We knew it.
We shouldn't have taken it. We talked about it for 20 minutes on the show.
We were locked in already. We
should have done it.
You were locked in already. You can't take away when you're already locked in.
You're right. We were locked in.
It was too late.
I wanted to at least put it on my record that Rocky Lombardi, that was Rocky Lombardi. That was Northern Illinois disrespecting the Mac.
I am upset. I didn't think the Huskies would disrespect the Mac like that. I am, I'm not going to say kick them out, but.
We're not saying kick them out.
Something to think about going forward.
Chirp Chirps did win, did cover, did get bowl eligible.
It was always the fighting Chirp Chirps.
Congrats to the Chirp Chirps. Fade Oregon, how's that going?
They are getting waxed by Houston right now. Waxed.
Okay.
They can't score more than 20 points and a half, Tony.
Did I see the Zags put it on UCLA last night?
From start to finish. At no point was that game close.
Can't wait to dive into that stuff after Christmas.
After Christmas. I have been getting smacked a little bit in college ball, but
It'll happen.
Tony, what is the reasoning behind after Christmas model? Because that's when the NFL really starts to heat up. I think you might run into something here.
Yeah, but that's when college football slows down.
One college at a time, he says.
One college sport at a time, okay?
All right, makes sense.
I must have forgotten.
What did you forget?
Coin win last night?
Oh!
Hold on. Because I've been hearing a lot about this Coilers team.
I've been hearing a lot from the fucking chat.
Yeah, what was that? People were asking for the screenshot of that, actually.
Well, it turns out I never actually did take the screenshot.
Kind of figured that.
I looked for it yesterday. Yeah. But there, I promise you, the whole chat was filled up with fucking Fade the Coin because you know what? They know more than the coin does.
Not even close.
They don't. You don't.
Told you fucking Oatner's the best thing since sliced bread.
Bob Odenkirk?
Yep.
Even I had my doubts, but I did not dare fade the coin.
Spanked
them, dude.
How was the ice last night?
It was okay. Small slate.
Okay. How's the slate tonight?
Big, oh, we got massive, monstrous,
hold
gigantic.
Hold the phone.
Humongous. What happened?
I'll have to reach out to my source for this one.
Oh. I've heard.
Canucks in Pittsburgh?
I heard the Pens is the play tonight. We'll talk about it.
Maybe.
Canucks in Pittsburgh?
The Lightning did not miss a beat without Braden Point.
Okay,
Vasilevskiy shutout.
That was on us.
That was impressive.
That was on me.
That boost hit.
The boost did hit. Saved my ass.
It's a good hit. It's a good hit, Nick.
Mitt.
It's a good hit.
Tone.
How's the NBA slate tonight?
The NBA slate tonight is full, and I really like it personally. Okay. I got 6 picks, I think.
All right, we got a modified Wednesday show / Pick Wednesday.
Picks Wednesday.
Stony Brook's about to die in overtime.
Shit!
+3.5. I mean, there's nothing worse than when a dog goes to overtime in college basketball.
Dogs go to die.
I'd like it to be known that.
Print the shirt, actually, Mitt. Mitt, will you print that shirt?
Art.
I am I'm on the Roadrunners in basketball right now.
Meet Meeps in basketball.
Yeah.
Whoa.
How's that going?
They are up 7, favored by 3.5.
Okay.
Dortmund stinks.
Borussia.
They're getting spanked by Lisbon.
Okay.
Need a goal from Atletico.
Tomorrow we have 3 NFL games. Let's do that. And before we even get started, you can get the Buffalo Bills -3.5, +100. That's even odds.
That's absurd. From -160?
Yeah, from -160.
I mean, that's probably more than
60-cent line move. Right now, exclusively at FanDuel Sportsbook with the P PMS.
PMI.
PMI.
Super Boost.
Super Boost.
It's the Gabagool
Boost. Happy Gabagool Super Boost.
I'd like to start by making that my official pick for that game, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll jump on it with you. You two in the back?
Anybody else?
You want to jump on that too?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Oh, I'm hammering it.
I mean, okay. +100, we'd be stupid to bet, what, -6.5?
You'd be fucking stupid.
Is this a betting show or is it a betting show?
Is this a betting show? Are we trying to win money here? Are we trying to win money?
We're trying to win money.
The 12:30 tip-off. The...
Put a bullet in my head.
Chicago Bears. At the Detroit Lions. This is a nice appetizer game, okay? It's not your main course.
Hey, I love appetizers. Just this ain't fucking, even an appetizer. Like this is appetizer. Scraps. This is it's scraps. A little
appetizer game,
this
okay?
This is leftovers 3 days later, my friend.
I'll say it. Give me the Detroit Lions +3.
I'm with you,
Tom. At home. Oh, boy.
Wow.
I think they win. I really fucking do.
Brothers Osborne's in the building. Big Sean's in the building. Omarion's in the building for the halftime show.
Mike Posner's in the building.
Posner, Kid Rock, fucking.
No. Don't tell him how to live.
Don't tell him how to live.
Jesus.
I mean, they would win by 50 if fucking Bob was in the building.
So, Andy Dalton's getting to start. Bears have a lot of injuries.
So here's the thing, too, Tony. Okay. Like, you look at this game, Detroit almost beat the Browns in Cleveland.
Sure.
The Bears lost at home to a Ravens team with nobody.
With nobody.
Lions tied the Steelers.
Yeah, they did.
Lions aren't playing terrible.
Lions, you know.
They're not good. They're playing fighting. Good. They're
There's fighting. A lot of fight left in them, boys.
The Bears stink on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears stink against the NFC North.
Okay.
And the Lions are actually 6-4 ATS this year.
That's not
so. Give me the points with the.
That's what I'm saying. There's
this is the only time. Mark it down. This is only time I'm saying this all year long.
Okay.
Give me the Lions and the points.
I have the Bears. Bears should be a pick 'em, maybe favored by one. So if you're gonna give me three, give me the field goal. I'll take it.
There we go.
We ride.
I mean, this is. There's nothing more you can ask for on Thanksgiving than this game to start the day.
Football. It's all we ask football. For. It's football.
It's football.
It's football.
It's football.
Oh, PSG just went up on Man City. Mm. Oh, Mbappe.
Wow.
Dude.
Okay. That's the second huge. Game of the day. The Raiders at the Cowboys. 4:30 kick. For some reason, the game is locked on FanDuel.
I can bet it.
Check that. It's unlocked now. 7.5 is the number. Ooh. Obviously, I don't love the hook. Let me check something real quick before I tell you what I'm going to do.
51.5 is the over under. I'm going to be on the over.
I'm going to lay a little bit of juice. Go ahead. Admit you're on the over.
Yep. I love the over.
Oh,
what is
what
it?
You're fucking doing.
51.5.
It's a little bit of juice.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, it's
buying,
a,
you're buying a point?
It's a little bit of juice.
You're a piece of shit.
Are we a fucking smart gambling show or are we a stupid gambling show? I will buy the point. I'll take the Cowboys -6.5, -135.
All right, if that's what we're doing, I will also buy a point with Tony.
Thank you.
Raiders 2-5 ATS last 7 road games. Cowboys 4-1 ATS at home. 8-2 ATS last 10, and 4-1 ATS last 5 as a home favorite.
Boys in the back, you Mitch taking the over. Nick, you doing anything on this game?
Give me the boys.
Taking the
hell
boys.
Hell yeah!
Mitch, you
buying a point too? Or are you taking the 7?
I don't even need your point.
Oh fuck you!
Okay, you know what? I hope the boys win by a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm taking the boys alternate spread -13.5.
I knew that was coming. Okay. Well, we just lost.
Nah, fuck you.
It's a good show.
I've taken the boys every week this year, and I'm actually finally seeing a profit. It's been 3 years.
Hi, baby.
Hey, that a baby.
Hi, baby. Steve. Hi, baby, Steve.
Work on her.
Baby, Stevie.
And then, yeah, tomorrow night, we talked about it. We're taking the boost, obviously, but this one just feels like if the Bills are who they think they are and say they are, you better put it on the fucking Saints and fucking Trevor Siemian.
for whatever reason, the Bills are historically bad against the NFC South.
Well, I could tell you why. It's because the Bills, for the last 30 years, have been historically bad. Besides the last three or four.
Yeah, could be. Could be a reason.
From 1995 until...
I mean, Tyrod.
Tyrod did limp them into the playoffs, yeah.
Don't fucking... You're...
What, dude?
Disrespect constantly towards Tyrod Taylor.
That's not a thing.
Yep.
That, listen,
you know that's true.
Want to spin your narrative.
No, ask Steven in the back.
Yeah, you're a fucking terrorist towards Tyrod Taylor. You're a fucking asshole, Tony.
Oh, fuck you.
Jeez Louise, dude.
Let me give you something to chew on, Tony.
Give me
change the subject real quick.
Are we staying in the NFL? Or
this is NFL.
Okay, so let's go there.
I got a couple teasers I put together for the Thursday Thanksgiving slate.
Thanksgiving tease.
And this one.
Thank you.
Is for the hungry pups out there.
Oh.
A turkey leg for the doggies.
Nom, nom, nom.
This is a 3-leg, 8-point teaser.
Okay.
The Detroit Lions, plus 11.
Okay.
The Las Vegas Raiders, plus 15.5.
Okay.
The New Orleans Saints, plus 14, is even money at plus 100.
Okay. Little dog, hey, chew on a bone.
Got chew on that, huh?
Yeah.
And on the other side, let's chew the fat here with some winners. The Cowboys, minus 13.5, and the Bills, minus 12, the 2-leg, 6-point teaser for plus 700.
So you are really cutting your...
Razor thin
on your fucking...
We got big news.
What?
Miami Dolphins.
They traded Tua.
Phillip Lindsay.
Oh.
Welcome, my friend.
Nice, man.
That poor son of a bitch.
Welcome, my friend.
That's probably... Hey, that's...
Hey, you two-headed monster, him and fucking Gaskin, dude.
Well, what about Malcolm Brown?
Malcolm Brown stinks, Tony.
Let me read off real quick the Saints' last three games. They lost to the Falcons, they lost to the Titans, and they lost to the Eagles. I believe I said it 3 weeks ago. Trevor Siemian is not your guy.
I mean.
He's not your guy, dude. Quit saying he's your guy. Why is Taysom Hill not starting at quarterback?
Well, because they just like giving them ridiculous contracts that make no fucking sense.
Why
for no
he
reason.
Started last year quarterback? Why it, can't he start this year?
It was decent. They won games.
Dick Simeon's better?
Simeon stinks. Russell Wilson's going to be starting QB for the Saints next year.
Ooh.
That's the one.
Okay.
That's the one, my friend.
College football tomorrow.
Before, hang on.
Go ahead. One my more. Bad. That's my
sorry.
Bad.
That's all right. There's
what?
I don't know if you guys have seen the weekly specials for Thanksgiving only.
I did
in
actually
the
see those. You know, I might fucking fuck with those too.
I got two that looked tasty to me.
Okay.
Josh Allen to have a 50-plus yard completion is plus 200.
Very tasty.
And I also liked on that same note, Stephon Diggs to have 100 yards receiving and score TD at plus 175.
Yeah, there's also the Cowboys and Bills sitting there, both to win by 7 points or more at plus 270.
Mm. Love that.
Mmm.
There's also Zeke to have 100-plus combined rushing and receiving and 1-plus touchdown. I do love that.
Okay.
Plus 250.
Okay.
Fuck, Phillip Lindsay's a ball player, dude.
What about fucking Dak and Derek Carr to come out for 575?
We might not lose again.
Okay. Ready to go to college?
You talking about the Egg Bowl?
Football.
You talking about the Egg Bowl?
I'm talking about the Egg Bowl. I'm
Are you
also talking,
about the fucking Egg Bowl or not?
Talking about 3:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm good on that one.
Fresno State, San Jose State. San Jose State with a win becomes bowl eligible. Fresno with a win still has a chance to win the Mountain West.
This is Tony bowl eligible game.
This is a bowl eligible game, but it's also Fresno State, if with a win, still has a chance to win the Mountain West. So the numbers tell me to take San Jose State. They're trying to get bowl eligible. Fresno State's definitely the better team, though. You know what? I'm going to take San Jose State. Plus 7.5. No one else is on this one?
I'm good on that one, Kay. Tony.
Egg Bowl, 7:30 at night.
Yeah.
Ole Miss is Jesus Christ. Plus 2.5 now. Why is that happening? Do you know why that's happening? I was looking earlier why it's happening. I can't find why it's happening because they opened as 2-point favorites.
Yeah, I don't know why they're dogs. Are people not – I don't know. Are people not playing?
It's fucking – as long as Matt Corral's under center.
And fucking Lane's calling the plays.
Is Lane calling the plays?
Count me in. Yeah, underdog in this matchup, 4-1 ATS last five. Road team in this matchup, 5-1 ATS last six. Rebels, 5-2 ATS last seven as a road dog. I will take the points with Ole Miss, my friend.
Yeah, I don't get – I
see, this is the thing, though. In college football shit, like, line movement – it's in college basketball, lines are moving fucking 10 points. And I college football is the same, dude. It really is.
It's moving that way. I don't fucking know. I'm on the Rebs.
Stony Brook just fucking.
Did they die in overtime? Did the dog die in overtime? Pow.
I can't catch a fucking break right now.
Did the pup die in overtime?
Yeah, they're down 5. 2 seconds left.
That's not on you. That's on overtime.
It's not happening right now.
It's on overtime.
It's just not.
Okay.
It's just fucking not.
I'm on the Rebs. Mate, you got anything on this one?
Yeah, I'm taking Ole Miss here.
Okay.
It's going to be Miss.
Something tells me we're all going to lose that one.
No, I don't think so.
We're all a bunch of winners, Tony.
Oh, Tiago just hit a fucking blinder.
Jimmy Tiago?
Fucking Tiago Alcantara.
Boys Tiago Silva?
Boys are buzzing.
Tiago Silva?
No, for Liverpool.
Okay. This fucking guy. Okay.
What do you got?
Look, don't even worry about it.
Is it Mr. Coward?
I don't think it's fucking Mr. Coward. Let's go to the puck. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Fucking are you
big,
ready?
Big night on the fucking ice. Huge night on the ice. Jesus. No games tomorrow.
Nope. It's all tonight, baby.
Day games on Friday.
Love that.
Yeah. By the way, Friday we'll be back. We're off tomorrow. Friday we'll be back. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, here we go.
Where do you want to start?
We'll start at the top of the board here. Montreal at Washington. We'll go through most of these games. I'm not going to pick every single one of them. I got a couple leans.
No, that would be
official picks.
That'd be insane of you to do.
I could. No, don't do it. I won't.
Don't.
I'm going to take Washington here, either puck line or 60-minute line is the play. Washington at -1.5 on the puck line is +120. 60-minute line, they are -130. They're at home, obviously, and Montreal is 1-7-1 on the road.
Oh, not a good road team.
The Caps just had a defeated,
boys
disgusting,
get a little loose on the road,
despicable loss to the Kraken the other night.
That happens.
They could use a nice bounce back game at home against Montreal.
As we're doing this, I should remind you that Hockey Talk is tonight at 8 p.m.
It is. Come join us. Have a cocktail for a little Blackout Wednesday.
YouTube.com/thatshockey.
He's blacking out.
I am.
You blacking out with Coach?
For sure.
Does Coach drink a Bud Light?
Coors Light.
Pardon?
Coors Light. He taps the Rockies.
Silver Bullet guy.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that about Coach.
He taps the Rockies. Go ahead.
The Winnipeg Jets at the Columbus Blue Jackets. Columbus +114 on the money line. This is an official picker as a home dog.
Okay.
Jets are 2-6 on the road, and Columbus are 6-3 at home.
Okay.
I like the chances here. This is a value pick. We'll go with the Jackets.
I feel like home teams, night before Thanksgiving.
You know, you would think.
Those away teams are wanting to get in there. Let's get home.
You would think.
You would think, maybe. Pyle, what do you got any thoughts?
On that?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Okay. What about Blue Jackets? You like Blue Jackets?
I do like the Blue Jackets. Max Domi has fucking been buzzing since he came on the show.
Obviously.
They're a gritty bunch.
They are. Feisty.
Minnesota Wild. I lean Minnesota Wild on the money line, -132. They're on the road going into Jersey to play the Devils.
Ooh, are they wearing those new jerseys?
No, they're not wearing those until December 6th or 8th. I can't remember which, but no, the Devils jerseys are absolutely disgusting.
Oh,
atrocious.
Those ones.
Maybe the worst things.
What about the Wild? Do they have new jerseys?
Is that because Marty Brodeur designed them?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one that PK was wearing?
Yeah, the one that literally says Jersey in front of it.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It's a tough look.
Wasn't the best.
We'll talk about jerseys a lot tonight on That's Hockey Talk, because Team USA and Canada unveiled their official Olympic jerseys alongside with this Devils jersey unveil. And there's some thoughts, there's some opinions, there's some good chatter.
Okay. Canada tarps are Top drawer.
Top what?
Top drawer.
Oh, these USA jerseys are interesting.
Yeah, interesting is a good way to describe them. Vancouver going to Pittsburgh. I'm not going to touch it, obviously, but Pittsburgh has been playing better lately. Three straight wins.
Source.
The Canucks have been mired in just terrible hockey this entire season.
Source.
Source is saying they don't feel confident going into Pittsburgh. Okay. Tonight.
I didn't think they would.
No. Sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do, but he said, tonight, no.
Not tonight.
You never know.
Plus, they got to get home tomorrow for Boxing Day.
The Bruins going to Buffalo.
Okay.
I got nothing on this one for me. Bruins are heavy favorites at minus 285. The Flyers going down to Florida. You Sunrise to take on the Panthers. The Flyers did not show up last night as they were shut out by Tampa.
Is Bob in net?
Bob is in net, so we're going Florida. You can go either puck line or 60-minute line. Puck line's plus 104. 60-minute is minus 145. Bob's in. Florida's 10-0 at home, 7-3 to the puck line at home.
Big Bob hasn't lost this year.
Why? How could he?
Give me the I'm on the 60-minute line there, please.
He's for sure going to win a Vezina.
60-minute line, Bob.
Okay.
Blues and Red Wings is another home dog situation where the Wings are plus 120. I'm just reading the whole slate here. I'm not picking this one. I would lean Wings, though, because Blues have not been great, and they're starting to back up Ville Husso.
Okay.
Rangers and Islanders. I'm on the Islanders tonight. They're plus 106 to the money line at home. This is their third home game in the new barn. They have not won yet. They're 0-2 there to start. I know they're banged up. They've got some COVID situations. Char is out with COVID. I can't see them losing three straight at home.
I don't think he's listening right now, so watch this. Mitt, what are they either?
What?
See. we got to keep giving the Isles some love here until they pull it together. That Rangers seems very good. There's a lot of firepower there. This might
either
be one.
Either hot or you're due, Mitt.
Oh, yeah.
This might be one to look to the over, too, at 5.5 plus 100, but...
Okay, sorry. So we're on the Isles there.
We're on the Isles. Eileen Anaheim plus 198.
What about the Knights and Preds?
We're getting there. Granola. Anaheim 7-1 on the puck line on the road.
Pizza rolls, Tony.
First off, you call them pizza rolls one more fucking time, they're not seeing the light of day.
Bro, you ain't never going to get any gabagool with the way your mouth is talking.
Fucking pepperoni roll. Okay.
Yeah, have some respect, dude.
Actually, it does look like a folded pizza, though.
Actually, this is going to be a P&G roll, so.
A what?
P&G.
Gabagool.
Pepperoni and gabagool.
Yeah, a little bit of this.
Technically a P&C.
Gabagool.
What are we talking about, hockey?
Hockey. Hockey. Yeah. Big slate tonight in the hockey.
I never get a chance to come in here anymore because all the bullshit I have to do, but I want to know how you guys been doing. You've been crushing? It seems like you guys been crushing.
College basketball has been a bit of a bitch to start.
Well, obviously, Coach K's last year, everything's a mix-up, dude.
Yeah.
We're talking hockey right now, though?
Yeah.
We're talking hockey. Canucks at the Penguins.
Talking hockey.
That's what we're talking about, dude.
Yeah.
It's a big game.
Nick wouldn't pick it.
Why?
Penguins are heavy face.
Just didn't pick it.
Heavy face.
It's not a lot of value there.
You don't ever take the Penguins.
Heavy face.
That's all contraire, mon frere. I took them while I was out. You read the pick. Puck line, and it was a win.
Oh, but you won't say it into a microphone.
I don't have to.
Just
say it.
You come at me for saying that.
Here, text me.
That
I'll say it.
I'll curse things for taking teams, but then you won't take the Penguins. But you'll have me read it. Because then the curse isn't
and
broken.
It worked, didn't it?
It did work.
Text me.
Text it to me.
What do you want me to say? You like the Pens tonight.
Yeah, but it would have to be puck line, and even then, it's plus 118. It's not, you know.
Also, like, anytime scorer plus puck line, that gives us a game.
Yeah. Now we're
plus
talking.
The money line.
Now we're talking.
I'm trying to think of who.
My source.
Who's due.
My Canucks source is saying that they are... And bad spirits over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that source spirits. In the building? Because that's probably making bad the spirits even worse than to somebody in the building is telling people out of the building. Bad
he won't tell Vancouver. Me who his source is.
I can't out that.
But we got a classic trap game situation here. That's
what I'm worried about. There's no trap game. No one plays tomorrow.
Oh, what do you mean? The Pens are 3 in a row. They've won 3 in a row. Now they're home against a shitty road team.
Rupper
looking forward
in the
to a
building
nice
too.
Yeah, Thanksgiving
Rupper.
Dinner.
Rupper's
in
right
the
now?
Building. Have the boys. Buzzing.
I think he's doing radio right now.
Huh?
He's doing radio right now.
He's doing radio.
Yeah.
What's his number? Who's the radio show?
NHL Network, maybe. I don't know. He put a tweet out earlier. He's been doing radio all day, I think.
Guy's a worker.
He's a fucking
worker.
Grinder.
Do you like anything on the ice tonight?
Okay, so I don't know if you weren't asking me, but I'm going Pens.
The hockey aficionado, of course he's asking.
Well, I think I'm going to be on Hockey Talk now. I feel like I've been on most nights of Hockey Talk.
That is correct.
Absolutely. We got to juice the numbers.
So I can't just have an anytime scorer here, player goals. Oh, here we go. First goal.
Can you score? Do same game parlays for hockey?
I've never tried to do a same game parlay. You can definitely pick a goal scorer, though.
No, they don't have the SGP thing on here. What's that about? What's that all about?
Probably because no one does it. Probably not enough
action. I need to send a text.
Yeah. Respect the game.
Excuse me. We need same game.
Because.
Hey, boss.
Respect the game.
Is the juice worth the squeeze? Is probably what they're thinking on their side.
Oh, because not enough people watch.
Gensel scored in five straight.
Jake, how come I only got first goals?
Jake Gensel?
Oh, you got to go into player goals.
Player goals.
We're figuring out the hockey sports book, all right? Everybody needs to take it easy.
Hey, fucking take it easy.
Take it easy, dude. Hey, I'm pretty pumped for tomorrow. This game's tonight, right?
Yeah.
Which one?
So I'll take Penn's money line, -220. I don't care. I'll just bet more money. That'll give me a good positive mojo going into tomorrow.
If I was a whale player such as yourself, that's a good play.
Yeah.
Oh, Penn's.
If you got a good bankroll.
Should have went 60-minute. Line.
Oh, let's see. What's that? What's 60 minute -150?
No, I've gotten soccered by hockey too many times, and that fucking 60 minute line has killed me.
-135.
Yeah, but the draw will come. The tie will come. It'll come and kill you.
Ties +330.
What the fuck?
I'm not betting on a tie. I'm just saying it'll show up. It'll show up in there. It'll kill me.
What happened over there, Tony? Did you see what fucking Dano did?
Dan who?
Orlovsky.
Oh.
No.
Because of Aaron, he tweeted a picture of his toes, and boy, are they. He shouldn't have done that.
What's these foot picks situation? That person used to tweet me every day.
He should not have done that.
Whoa. Jesus, Dan.
I have not seen a picture of his foot.
I don't need to see that.
That's not his feet.
It might be, what's his name? John Kitna's feet.
Kitna?
I wouldn't. Are you going 60 minutes?
Here, Tony, just let me give you the last two.
Okay.
I'm going Carolina.
Over the Kraken? Are you fucking
Carolina
kidding me?
Carolina going into the Kraken house.
No, they
dude.
Don't.
They're
dude.
The worst team.
They're
in
great
hockey.
At home.
Carolina's 8-1 on the road. The Kraken are 4-6 at home. I'm going
disgusting.
Carolina 60
no
minute
way
line.
His feet.
I mean, Dan's been doing a lot of weird things on the internet lately.
All right, Dump, is he making your list? Anyway, sorry about that, Nick.
No, you're good. And then Oilers 60 minute line. Bounce back after a loss at -135.
Yeah,
and
they lost the coin, dude.
Speaking of.
Oh, no.
We got a flip?
The Vegas Golden Knights at
That's
the Nashville Predators.
That game. All rise Holy for their audible shit. Coin!
Back-to-back flips.
Vegas Golden Knights +100 at the Nashville Predators -120. Give me the
Vegas will be heads. Nashville will be tails in the flip. Heads. It's tails.
Tails! Nashville Predators -120.
Let's go, Preds! Let's go, Preds! Let's go for the coin, for the good of the coin.
The coin won yesterday, fresh out of the COVID cave. Sat out weeks and weeks and weeks. It never lost. Then it lost to Detroit, and now it is back. It won last night. Back-to-back days. Has the coin ever been used on back-to-back days? Has it won back-to-back days? We're about to find out tonight.
Let's go, coin.
Here we go, coin.
I like
Let's
it.
Go, coin.
I like the home teams tonight.
In every hockey game? Are you doing a home team parlay?
Maybe I'll take all puck lines for... No, I'll take money line home teams if they're favorite, puck line if they're dogs. See what happens there.
Smart.
I like that bet.
It's a good bet.
I think there's only two...
The entire NHL is off tomorrow for Thanksgiving. These away teams are going to get back home.
There's a couple home.
Oh, maybe they'll just say there's nothing to lose, though. We can go hard tonight. We don't got to play tomorrow.
They might.
You'd like to think that way.
Will the fucking Pens win? What are we doing? Are we...
You got
They just won
Canucks.
Three in a row.
You got to beat the Canucks.
They're bad, huh?
You got to beat the Canucks, dude.
All right, I'll put a fucking seven-uniter on this.
Jari's only let in one goal in the past three games.
Jari?
Guy's back.
Is he good?
Yeah. That's expensive.
I just happened, dude.
I had to bet the whale money line -220
yeah,
to make any money.
Oh, yeah.
When we hit the fucking Gabagool boost Gabagool. Tomorrow, nothing matters. That's the best boost I've seen.
It is a great boost.
It is the
-160 to even money. Three points
that's
better than what the spread is. That's absurd.
On, dude. And if Kamara's out, let's go on Thanksgiving. A little treat going in. I feel good about it.
Some extra gabagool.
Come on. Hey, we go on a run now.
Gabagool.
Come on now.
The council will get it right. We'll get on a run in here.
I mean, we should. We got burned. We did get burned.
Savage. Okay, so if you take all the home teams' money line.
Fuck.
And then you take puck line for the Sabres and the Coyotes, it's plus 438,000.
For how much?
That'd be $100 to win 438,000.
Oh, that's what I want to do.
It's worth a shot.
I'd like to do that.
I mean, Sabres?
Kraken. Kraken are going to get
Who
you.
Who took the Kraken?
Kraken are going to get me.
What did you do?
All the home team money lines except for the Sabres. I took the plus 1.5 puck line. And
you got the Blue Jackets over the Jets?
And the Coyotes plus 1.5 puck line.
Yeah, we're on the Jackets.
Blue Jackets are buzzing this year.
We don't love the Kraken, though.
Now, listen, this is just Tony's Thanksgiving brain.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
This has nothing to do with at hockey at all.
The Leafs are awfully good, too, as well.
Okay.
They're in L.A.
The Maple Buds?
They're not going to go undefeated this season.
Oh, Salah just scored. Liverpool's buzzing.
Bob?
Mo.
Oh.
Bob's Mo. Cousin.
Dave. Dave is Bob's brother.
Third cousin. Mo Salah for Liverpool.
I interviewed Mo Salah one time.
Really?
I don't think so. Was he ever in the MLS?
No. Tim Howard. Tim Howard. Tim Howard's good, man. He's awesome on that.
I love Tim Howard.
He's good.
He's a cool dude. Jersey guy. He's going to tattoo a mustache on my finger, but we couldn't find a tattoo guy.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? Mm-hmm. That would have been my first tattoo. Tim Howard mustache. How you doing? Would have been one.
And then after that, you fucking... Did you shoot some balls on him?
No, it's Tony Mello.
Tony Mello.
No, when we went to Chicago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did light him up a little bit.
On the fire?
Huh?
Chicago Fire.
No, there was I think the U.S. Team USA was playing in Chicago or something like that.
I kicked some balls around. I had my shorts rolled up.
Mm-hmm. The MLS Cup playoffs, they're going right now.
Here we go. Let's go now.
I saw a huge PK last night.
That Nashville game was fucking electric last night. It was absolute chaos.
The MLS will do. I will get trapped by an MLS game.
And they're late night, too. Like, you'll stumble across a game at, like, 10:30. Let's just get started. It's best.
They need to just play Tuesday, Wednesday nights.
Yes.
They don't market it, though.
Just play Tuesday, Wednesday nights.
They never market it. Like, you never see anything that says it's going
to
be on.
I wonder if we could get, like, one game a week to stream.
MLS?
Yeah. I assume we would.
I don't know what those deals are like.
Do you hear how fucking terrible of a person I was? I assume we'd be able to shoot.
Maybe, though. Just one game.
Let us get one a month, maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Come on.
We get fucking Twellerman Diner.
Jesus Christ.
Twellerman.
AJ, so rude. Maybe get Wijnaldum out there.
Yeah, wait, Wijnaldum. Yeah, man, that guy's fucking good.
Not breaking rules.
Man, what do you like in the NBA tonight?
He does cheat, doesn't he?
Is he back here still?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up. Sorry.
No, it's okay, dude.
I was also muted.
Fucking swallowing his own spit land.
He fucking had to scrape himself off the ceiling.
Hey, new haircut looks good, cuz.
It does look good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I think
look
we're
at
like.
That beard, too.
And look at the flow, though, of the hair up on the front there. It looks good, man.
Hey, let's see
it, baby, man. Thank
you. Turn your side to the side. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
MG Mitt.
All right.
Hey, baby Steve.
I threw up on Connor's car. You're the best, dude. You are the best.
Tonight, I like the Miami Heat.
Okay.
Plus the 1.5 going to the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Minnesota Timberwolves stink.
It's a weird line.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's playing for the Heat, so let's go.
Okay.
We got the Washington Wizards minus the 4.5. Operation Fade New Orleans still going on.
Fade the Pelicans, smart. They stink.
Yeah, duh, dude. We're going to go with the Memphis Grizzlies minus the 3, Atlanta Hawks minus the 4, and Golden State Warriors minus the 10.5.
Have the Hawks picked it up at all?
They have really not. The San Antonio Spurs haven't picked it up for themselves either, though. So something's got to give tonight. Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, Man City just went up 2-1.
Oh, Man City's fucking pretty on the pitch.
Thought it was PSG.
They turned it around on PSG.
Thought it was always PSG.
Is Messi playing?
Yeah, Mbappe scored. They were up 1-0. They were plus 450 to win that game.
Messi?
Yeah.
How is
Man
does
City
he stink?
So good. Man City's so good.
Does Messi they stink are. Now?
Yeah. Nah.
How come the teams he plays on aren't like the teams every year?
I don't know. Those guys, I mean, man.
Barcelona
you,
man, was.
You fired their coach with, yeah, that's the thing. Like, look at how bad Barcelona is now
they
without
have
him.
Fallen off
like,
the
they are dead.
He's the guy.
Yeah. He was, I mean.
How is he and Mbappe not just winning everything?
I feel like for him, he was at Barcelona his whole life. That I think, I don't think it's the same.
Okay.
Like,
and Cristiano's out of Man U, right?
No, he's still there. They fired their coach.
Oh, I thought he said, I'm gone.
Well, once they don't make the Champions League, he'll be
PSG's dominating their league.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Farmers League.
Yeah,
Farmers League.
It's Farmers League.
It's a Farmers League.
Fucking league.
It's Bush League.
Are you making any college basketball bets with Gumby?
You know, that's a sport I can't get into. I could go to LA Fitness. I want to watch a bunch of people miss shots for our defense. But I know there was a couple guys I seen play. I was like, you know what? Those guys are good ball players.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was talking to you about who do we say we're going to bet on? We said we're going to definitely hammer.
Who was it today?
Who was it? Who we say we're going to hammer?
Oh, Houston won today.
Okay, no, it went to somebody tonight. I mean, somebody tonight we said we were going to hammer. I was like, whoa, man, I can't believe we're doing that.
Oh, Utah Valley?
Yeah.
Utah Valley. Utah Valley over Nicholls State.
See, that is LA Fitness.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
I know. I bet on these games, and then when I find a random stream to watch them, I really take a look in the mirror and think about, you know.
Utah Valley's getting my money right
fucking
now.
Fucking wild scene.
Utah Valley.
It looks like a fucking high school fucking gym.
But, bro, they're fucking running. Their defense is, I mean, they're smacking them. They're doing the whole thing.
The Western. They're in the WAC.
Yeah. But I'll bet on college basketball before I bet on NBA. I don't know why. It's
you,
just.
You know, a team. Yeah, I don't know either. I don't like betting on basketball either. But people are making a lot of money. I see a lot of boosts hitting and parlays hitting over there on the NBA. That is awesome. The good smart bet maybe, though. What if Utah Valley's got a guy, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay, Utah Valley's our horse amongst the irrelevant schools that we will never hear about. So then we maybe just ride that horse.
That's the thing, some of the lines that you can find.
Yes.
Like college basketball lines are moving 10 points a night. Like nobody knows.
Yeah, you can find something, yeah. Especially with like a Utah Valley.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Utah Valley does have a good center.
Really?
Yep. Averaging 23 a game.
There you go.
So let's go his over too, right? Do they even have those in that? No way. No way they have that.
No, they do not. Unfortunately not.
See, those are the little, that's what, when you have full-time gamblers.
Yes.
Which is what you guys are. Your job is to actually look through the sport. Those are the bets that you can find and be like, boom, we could take advantage of this.
We're at the,
right here.
We're at peak season where you have to fire up the laptop before bed. Like you got to put in an hour at night and. Because those college basketball lines
in
the morning are so different. You have to.
Hey, I appreciate you guys doing that.
Appreciate you.
And I hope Utah Valley gets going.
I think, I mean, they're 4-1 right now, first in the WAC.
They're a good squad.
Hey, tonight they're going to do their thing.
I mean, Nicholls State, I'm not worried about.
Yeah, and the last time I publicly bet on a school I knew nothing about, it was Central Arkansas beating Coastal Carolina. It was on game day.
Oh, yeah.
And I only did it because I wanted to howl. Hey. And their names were the Red Wolves. Mm-hmm. Coastal Carolina would go on to go undefeated after that game and actually to say that what I said about them that game would not have been talked about on game day if it was not for me just wanting to howl into a microphone. The only reason why I picked it, and it got flipped into motivation for the Coastal Carolina boys. But, I'm a big fan of them.
There was also one man beating that Cincy drum before everybody else, man.
There you go.
Hey, he's
and
in
now
a,
they're in.
A couple
they're
years. In. They're now in the playoff.
In. They're in.
Good for them.
Who they got this weekend?
Awesome. Eastern Carolina.
Yes.
The Pirates.
And then they'll play.
Oh, hey, that's going to be a game. Remember, that guy wanted to fight.
Yeah.
And then they'll play Houston, I believe, in the CUSA. That's what they're in, right?
Championship. That's Dana Holgerson still?
Yeah.
We got an update.
What?
Kamara officially out.
Okay.
Ingram.
I got the graphic.
Ingram is questionable.
He's officially out?
Officially out. Ingram is questionable.
All right. Jump on the boost.
Jump on the boost,
goodbye.
Dude.
Jump on the boost. As if you weren't already. What else you got in college basketball?
All right, I'm out of here. See you guys.
Hey. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Thank you guys for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Ramchek's out too.
Yeah, Ramchek's out too.
Okay. I'm just going to run through these real quick.
Okay.
So Utah Valley money line over Nicholls State.
Uh-huh.
My Delaware Blue Hens.
Yes.
+2 versus Oakland.
Fighting Joe Flacco.
Delaware.
Kent State money line versus ETSU.
Okay.
UC San Diego +5.5 at Montana. And Memphis, who is a very good ball team, money line at Virginia Tech.
Ooh. Okay.
They got that guy.
I like Memphis, dude. Penny Hardaway fucking calling the plays. You kidding me?
And Connor, that freshman.
What do you got? I know when you come on the mic, you got something.
All right. Usually I have a lot of touchdowns, a lot of those.
Okay.
Right now I just got the two games.
Okay.
Obviously we're on the Bills.
Thank you, Pat.
We're on the Bills. I told myself I was never going to do this again because the Lions are the worst team of all time.
Yeah.
With that being said, I'm taking them.
Yeah.
You're taking the Lions, too?
I'm taking the Lions spread, and I'm going to take them straight up.
Yeah. We're on them as well.
It's the bet.
Okay, awesome.
It's the bet, my friend.
No Akeem Hicks. Allen Robinson's doubtful. Dalton.
Yeah, I mean.
I get it. It's just they're not going to be able to, hopefully, they're not going to be able to stop the run. I mean, the Lions have to win one.
Okay, so you got the Lions plus the three.
I got the Lions plus the three.
You're on the boost.
I'm on the boost with the Bills, 3.5. And then I hate it, but I'm going to take the Raiders 7.5.
Oh.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the points as well.
We bought the point.
We bought a point down to
6.5, so we can both win.
Yeah. Okay.
We can both win.
I think it is a touchdown game.
Okay.
That would be sweet.
I like the over 51.5,
too. So does Mitt.
Yes. I like the over, and I like the Raiders plus 7.5.
Okay.
The Raiders are just one of those teams. One week they look like shit. The other week they look good. One week they look like shit. The other week they look good. They've looked like shit 2 weeks in a row.
I was going to say more shit than good lately.
Yeah, absolutely. But for some reason, you know what? Screw it. And then I said I was going to give a touchdown parlay, but you know how this
Here
goes.
Here we are.
I'm going to take Tony Pollard plus 135.
Okay.
I'm going to parlay that with DeAndre Swift plus 100.
All right.
And then last but not least, I'm going to take Ain't Nobody Telling Me How to Fucking Live, Cole Beasley plus 195. Those three together.
Ain't nobody telling me how to live.
That's the Nobody Telling Me How to Live parlay.
Okay.
DeAndre Swift, Cole Beasley, and Tony Pollard. And no one's telling Tony Pollard how to fucking live.
Claude Richie at halftime.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Connor. I love you.
Hey, love you guys. Connor. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Connor.
All right. Is that all?
Tomorrow.
Footy.
Europa League, Lazio, money line over Lokomotiv. Lokomotiv haven't won in the competition.
Choo-choo!
Marseille, draw no bet versus Galatasaray.
Yeah.
Marseille's drawn all four games. They need a win. Galatasaray has been good, but I think Marseille can get a win here.
Okay.
Lyon, draw no bet versus Brøndby.
Okay.
Lyon, 4-0 in competition. Brøndby haven't won in competition. West Ham, money line over Rapid Vienna. Rapid Vienna's lost 3 of 4 in the Europa League. And Monaco draw no bet versus Real Sociedad. Both these teams are pretty good, haven't lost, but I'm just going with Monaco, the home team here.
Okay, beautiful.
And since we are not here tomorrow, Friday, Bundesliga.
What time does the game start?
3. I'm just going to throw it out there in case. Mainz draw no bet at Stuttgart.
Okay.
Stuttgart haven't won in 6 in Bundesliga. And Mainz haven't lost in 5, my friend.
Alrighty.
All right.
We will be here Friday. We're going to do picks Friday. There's some college games early on Friday.
College basketball?
Football. Actually, what time do those start? NCAA football schedule. Let me see if I have any picks for the early games.
What are they?
12 is Boise, San Diego State. Nope. I don't have anything there. Kansas State and Texas, don't have anything there. Eastern Michigan, Central Michigan, no. Ohio Bowling Green, no. Utah State, New Mexico, no.
Oh, I'm taking Iowa money line versus Nebraska.
I think that's smart. I took it at
plus 3.5.
If Adrian Martinez was playing, I was going to be on Nebraska.
Yeah.
They're starting a true freshman, so
yeah.
I'm not going to take the game because my numbers had taken Nebraska, which is wild, but I'm not going to do that. So
I am on Iowa there. I got it plus 3.5. I just take it money line. Just wipe the points if you're going to do it. And that's my only pick for the early slate.
Yeah, the only game that comes on before we're going to be on is UTEP UAB. And I'm considering UTEP at plus 13.5. It's not, I don't know if I'm doing it or not yet, but I'm considering UTEP. It's a lot of points for UAB, who just lost to the Roadrunners, Meep Meep, and they lost their chance to win the conference. So, you know, maybe a little let down.
There you go.
All right, so we'll be back Friday. We'll do it. Picks Friday. Wild games are going on, so that'll be cool. Be safe tonight if you're out. Don't drink and drive. Call an Uber, walk, do whatever you got to do. Have a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. We appreciate you. We're thankful for you. I think that's it. Anything else, boys?
Nope. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.
Dad.